the fun little glowy things that are commonly used on Halloween, where they have some pretty cool chemistry behind them. But first, we have to discuss some of the history of glow sticks.
Glow sticks were founded by Edwin A. Chandros by accident in 1971. However, he didn't patent it. So later, Michael M. Rahunt and Laszlo J. Bolte manufactured it. They were first used as emergency lights and emergency targets, landing zone markers, and parachute markers in the U.S. Navy in 1973.
They became part of mainstream culture in the 1980s. In the present day, they still have similar purposes, but could now be more commonly found in family households as party decorations.
But how exactly do they work?
You know when you crack the glow sticks and the light turns on? Well, that is actually a chemical reaction, more specifically chemiluminescence, a reaction that produces light without producing any heat. There's a little glass tube inside the glow stick, and that tube contains hydrogen peroxide. When the glass tube is broken, the peroxide oxidizes with the phenol oxalate ester to create phenol and peroxy acid ester. The peroxy acid ester spontaneously decomposes to activate the fluorescent dye and create the color in the glow stick. The makeup of the chemicals is what is responsible for the color.
Hydrogen peroxide is made up of two hydrogen and two oxygen atoms. It is a very pale blue liquid that is slightly more viscous than water, which means that it is a little thicker than water. Hydrogen peroxide is commonly used on the skin to prevent infections from minor cuts, scrapes, and burns. It is also used as a mouthwash, as the oxygen in it helps remove dead skin and cleans the mouth. The other compound that is in the glow stick is phenol oxalate ester. This compound is made up of 14 carbon atoms, 10 hydrogen atoms, and 4 oxygen atoms. They only use this compound in the chemiluminescence of the glow sticks. There is also dye inside the glow sticks that reacts with chemicals to create light.
The dye inside the glow sticks is responsible for releasing photons when its electrons are excited. The excited electrons jump energy levels but then fall back down to the ground state orbital, releasing the extra energy as light. The color of the light depends on the structure of the dye. For example, rhodamine 4G is orange and rhodamine B is red. Another factor we can think about is heat.
The amount of heat also affects the chemical reaction. If more heat is added to the glow stick, the brighter the light will be, but the faster the reaction will proceed, meaning that the glow stick will glow for a long period of time. If less heat is added, then the light will be dimmer, but will glow for a longer period of time.
For example, a fun way to increase the intensity of a glow stick is to put them in the microwave. This increases the rate of the reaction and creates more light. Do not put the glow sticks in the microwave for too long, because they will melt or explode. They could be put in the microwave for 10 seconds or less. Also, if you want the glow sticks to last longer, you could put them in the freezer. The cold temperatures slow down the reaction, making less light but making the glow sticks last longer.
Glow sticks have a shelf life of up to 2 years before they have to be used. When a glow stick is activated, it will typically glow for up to 12 hours, although some colors have been known to go on for 24.
Some people question the safety of glow sticks, more specifically the liquid inside. But to be honest, the liquid isn't really that harmful. If one were to digest it, it would only be minimally toxic. In extreme cases, it would cause nausea and vomiting. The most dangerous part would be the bits of glass that come from breaking the glass vial inside the stick to activate the reaction. A few years ago, more than 115 people went to a poison control center in Brooklyn, New York, after coming in contact with the fluorescent fluid inside these little sticks. While the fluid can cause a reaction inside the body, the glow sticks wouldn't work without them.
The fluorescent fluid inside glow sticks corresponds with different colors. Green and yellow glow sticks glow the brightest, followed by orange. Due to this, green and yellow glow sticks are used in emergency situations. Glow sticks are also the only safe light to use right after a catastrophe because they are the only man-made source of light that doesn't produce heat. Glow sticks are also completely waterproof, which is why scuba divers frequently use them as markers during their dives.
In modern day, glow sticks don't just come in sticks. They have developed and now come into many different forms: glow jars, glow stick hula hoops, glow stick balloons, glow Easter eggs, etc. They are used worldwide as fun decorations by everyone as young as 5. They could also have an important role in treating previously incurable diseases.
Chemiluminescence, the principle behind glow sticks, can possibly be used to detect certain cancers. Glow sticks can be modified to identify concentrations of biological samples. A new mechanism developed by Tel Aviv University researchers produces a 3,000 times brighter probe with a particular medical and cancer diagnosis. This new probe can detect and measure cellular activity that points to certain diseases such as cancer. Chemiluminescence is one of the most sensitive methods used in diagnostic testing, and the researchers at TAU have developed the probe to emit light upon contact with certain proteins or chemicals. This would allow doctors to find and track cancer throughout the body of their bodies of their patients, giving the doctors the information they need to rid the patient's body of their cancer.
Similarly, the chemiluminescence principles of glow sticks is being studied for future Alzheimer's treatment and research. Glow sticks create light with an oxalate and peroxide mix, and this idea is being used in a probe for Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's research suggests that the disease is closely related to increased levels of reactive oxygen species, or ROS, in the brain. The probe that they use, like a glow stick, reacts with the ROS in the brain and produces light. The probe can detect certain concentrations of ROS in the brain. This shows us the progression of Alzheimer's in a patient, also allowing doctors to better diagnose treatments based on the ROS concentrations of the patients.
Well, that wraps up everything. Come check us out at podcast.com for more fun chemistry. Make sure to tune in next week for our podcast on zombie forest fires.